All right. Today, we're going to tear down one of the best and, let's be honest, one of the most butchered core exercises out there, the Pilates oblique, or what you might know as the crisscross. Seriously, if you're chasing a core that actually works for you, this is one move you absolutely have to get right.
You know, you can do 1,000 crunches and still not have a truly strong functional core. Why? Because the real secret, the thing that supports you when you're lifting groceries, swinging a golf club, or even just walking down the street, it's not just about crunching forward. It's all about smart, controlled rotation. And guess what? This exercise is basically the masterclass.
So let's get into it. And right off the bat, I want you to stop thinking of this as just another ab workout. It's so much more. This is about training a superpower, the ability to rotate your torso with both power and rock-solid stability. So what are we actually doing here? This movement, the crisscross, it trains your trunk to rotate with precision, piece by piece. It builds this incredible endurance that's not just for the gym, it's for life. This is literally the engine behind your stride when you walk, it's the power in your swing, and it's the control you need for pretty much any twisting motion you can think of.
Okay, so before we even think about moving, we have to talk about the setup. And I can't stress this enough, your success or failure with this exercise is decided before you even make the first twist. So let's lay out the blueprint for a perfect rep. All right, let's get this checklist down. First, you're on your back in what we call a half curl. Just think shoulder blades barely lifting off the mat. Next, your pelvis has to be super stable, either in neutral or with a slight imprint. Then your legs come up to a perfect 90-degree tabletop. And here's the big one. Your hands go behind your head, but they're just there to support the weight. They are not there to pull your neck. Seriously, getting this alignment right from the get-go, it's everything.
Okay, setup is locked in. You're ready. Now for the main event. This is tier one, and our entire focus here is on learning the basic twist. And most importantly, making sure that twist comes from the right place.
So here's how it goes. You're in that perfect starting position. As you exhale, you rotate. Now the magic cue, the thought you need to have, is opposite shoulder blade towards the knee. Got that? Not elbow to knee, that's a huge mistake. Shoulder blade to knee. As you twist to the right, your left leg extends out. Then you inhale, come back to the center nice and smooth. Don't drop your curl. And then exhale to the other side. Control, control, control. That is the name of the game here.
Okay, I've got a cue for you that is an absolute game changer. Forget about your arms, forget about your elbows. Instead, I want you to imagine you have a bright spotlight right in the middle of your chest, on your sternum. As you twist, your only job is to shine that spotlight directly toward your bent knee. It's such a brilliant image, right? Because it forces the rotation to come from your rib cage, which is exactly where the work is supposed to happen.
So what's actually firing to make all this happen? Well, think of it like a high-performance team. You've got your mobilizers. These are the movers, like your obliques and rectus abdominis. They're doing the twisting. But they can't do their job without the stabilizers. These are the unsung heroes, your deep core muscles, your pelvic floor, that are holding everything else perfectly still. It's not just an ab exercise. It's a full-on core collaboration.
All right, so once you've got the basic mechanics down, it's time to level up. Let's talk tier two. This is where we stop using our breath just to, you know, survive the set. Instead, we're going to turn it into a powerful tool to make the exercise deeper and to really own the tempo.
And you've got options here, which is cool. You can choose your rhythm. Pattern A is the classic way, a nice, smooth exhale for every single rotation. And you inhale as you pass through the middle. Easy enough. Then there's pattern B, which adds a little punch. You do two short, sharp ha-ha exhales right at the end of your twist. This one really helps you ring out that last little bit of rotation. One isn't better than the other. They just give you a totally different feel and a different kind of challenge. Try them both out.
So you might be asking, why all this fuss about breathing? Well, it's because a powerful exhale does so much more than just get air out of your lungs. It actively tightens your entire abdominal wall. It's like you're cinching a corset from the inside out, pulling your ribs and pelvis closer together. That connection, that integration, that's where you find that next level strength and control. Okay, let's get into what might be the most useful part of this whole breakdown. Because let's be real, everyone struggles with this exercise at some point. So we're going to look at the most common pitfalls and, more importantly, give you the tools you need to fix them. Think of this as your personal self-correction guide.
All right, mistake number one, and I bet this one's going to sound familiar. You're maybe five reps in, feeling good, and then, bam. Your neck starts screaming louder than your abs. Sound about right?
Okay, here's how you fix it. First thing, check your chin nod, just a slight tuck. Next, really let your head be heavy in your hands. Your hands are supposed to be a gentle hammock, not a construction crane trying to yank your head up. And hey, if it's still too much, there's no shame in keeping your head down on the mat and just focusing on the rotation. You can build up to the full version.
And now for the other biggie. As you're twisting back and forth, do your hips feel like they're rocking and rolling, kind of sloshing around on the mat? If your pelvis is doing that little dance, you've totally lost the stable foundation of the exercise.
The fix here is pretty simple, but it takes some discipline. Rule number one, slow down. Seriously, speed is your enemy here. Control is your friend. Second, try bringing that extending leg up a bit higher towards the ceiling. That shortens the lever and makes it way easier for your core to stay stable. And my favorite cue for this, imagine you're balancing a full teacup on your pelvis. Your mission is to not spill a single drop.
So let's say you've done the work. You've nailed the setup, you're mastering the twist from your ribs, you're using your breath. So what's next? Where do you go from here? Let's take a quick look at how you can progress this move when you're ready for a serious challenge.
The path to progression is actually really clear. You basically graduate from the bent knee version we've been talking about, tier one, all the way up to the classic straight leg version, the full crisscross. But here's the beautiful part. The main goal, the core principle, it never changes. It's still all about that perfect rotation from your rib cage over a rock-solid pelvis. The only thing that changes is the difficulty, because those long straight legs create a much bigger challenge for your core, demanding way more control. And that really brings us to the final, most important question you need to ask yourself. When you do this exercise, what is your goal? Is it to just blast through the reps, get it over with? Or is your goal to execute every single twist with perfect, deliberate control? Because I'll tell you right now, in Pilates and really in building any kind of lasting, functional strength, control will always, always beat speed.